Attorney General William Barr is at the center of the news this week, as he so often is. He's defending some of his recent moves in an interview with NPR.
Barr was the president's choice to run the Justice Department. He made headlines last weekend when he replaced Jeffrey Berman, a U.S. attorney in New York. Berman is believed to be investigating people close to President Trump.
Before Congress yesterday, a whistleblower claimed top officials interfered for political reasons to recommend a lesser sentence for the president's friend Roger Stone.
And in an appeals court yesterday, Barr's Justice Department prevailed in dropping charges against Michael Flynn, the president's former national security advisor.
Barr has pursued an expansive view of the president's power, which has made him a hero to many conservatives and a target of fierce criticism. In a cavernous room at the Justice Department today, he sat with our colleague Steve Inskeep.
In every case, was it appropriate to intervene at the highest levels in what was being done and what personnel did it?
Okay, well, all cases in the Department of Justice are subject to the supervision of the Attorney General. In fact, all the powers carried out by the Department are vested in the Attorney General, and it's appropriate for the Attorney General to exercise supervisory authority over cases. So starting with the Flynn case, Flynn was entered into a plea agreement before I arrived. It had been there for a long time, and because of legal squabbling, the sentencing didn't come up until after I was Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a new lawyer, and she raised a lot of claims, including misconduct by the government. So I brought in somebody who had been a former FBI agent for 10 years and a prosecutor for 10 years, and I asked him to take a look at it. And he recommended that the charges be dismissed.
What I'm driving at is the underlying power here. There's nothing inappropriate about you getting so involved in a case involving a friend of the president. Is that your view of the law?
Well, what I'm saying is, Flynn was an appointee in the administration. I don't know whether I would refer to him as a friend of the administration, but
yeah.
That's the unless there's some conflict of interest that I have, it is appropriate for me to deal with it. And I've said publicly that in those cases, it's very important that the Attorney General make sure that there's no political influence at stake involved in that, and there wasn't.
Is there no limit to what the president can do in exercising what you've described as his supervisory authority when it comes to law enforcement cases, even when he has an interest?
You know, I've testified about this a lot. I think at some point in certain circumstances, presidential action could amount to an abuse of his power. Yes.
Let's take a case that, according to a witness before Congress yesterday, sounded like an abuse of power. Prosecutor Aaron Zelinsky, who said he was a whistleblower, said that in the Roger Stone case, he received pressure to change the sentencing recommendation in a way that he considered inappropriate. And he said he was told by his supervisor that was because of political pressure, because of a fear that the president would be displeased if another course was taken.
Right. Well, the supervisors have said that much of what he said was simply false. So
he named the supervisor.
But and the statements he said were double hearsay. He had no direct information. He had never talked to anyone involved in the decision, whereas I actually made the decision. I was the decision maker in that case because there was a dispute. And usually what happens is disputes, especially in high-profile cases, come up to the Attorney General. And what actually happened in that case is the four prosecutors who had prosecuted the case, the first line, they wanted to recommend a 7 to 9 year sentence on Stone, and the U.S. attorney felt that was too severe and was not justified under the circumstances. I made that decision based on what I was felt was fair to that person, never discussed sentencing with the president, and that decision was made well before the president's tweet about that case. Now, regardless of his relationship, with the president, he doesn't deserve a break, but he certainly doesn't deserve to be treated more harshly than everyone else.
You have indicated that the appropriate limit on a president's power is the people, is the next election, that the president has supervisory authority over law enforcement, that he can involve himself in a case, even if he has an interest in the case, and the appropriate remedy is the people can vote him out or keep him. What do you say to voters thinking about how to vote this year who see these cases and see a pattern of a president who continually wants to interfere and actually does appear to interfere in cases where he has an interest?
Well, I would say, taking him one at a time, there was a lot of hinky stuff in the Flynn case. Everyone knew that. Everyone was wondering, why was this case ever brought? We actually went back and found documents that showed there were a lot of irregularities in what the FBI did. So I would say that justice is being done in that case. I would also say that the same is true in the other case you mentioned, the Stone case. He got the sentence that everyone else would have gotten for that conduct. That's justice. That's the rule of law, treating like people alike.
Just to go to the third case, what was the reason for removing Jeffrey Berman? Other than
that's a personnel action, which of course is different. You know, in the criminal justice process, as I've made clear, it's very important that politics be kept out of that. Now, in this other matter, which is a personnel appointment, obviously all U.S. attorneys are appointed by the president and can be removed by the president. Jeffrey Berman was interim. He was appointed by the court as a temporary U.S. attorney holding the fort. He was living on borrowed time from the beginning, and when a really strong, powerful candidate raised his hand, that is Jay Clayton, currently the chairman of the SEC, very well known and highly regarded, I view that as an opportunity to put in a very strong person as a presidential appointment to that office.
Did you consider the possibility that some might find that inappropriate given the matters that Mr. Berman was investigating and the president's interest in those matters?
I certainly was aware that given the current environment, anytime you make a personnel move, conspiracy theorists will suggest that there's some ulterior motive involved. But I felt this was actually a good time to do it because I was not aware of anything that should, in reality, give rise to that.
And let me circle back to that big question. How do you answer a voter who sees a pattern here of continually upholding the personal interests of the president?
Well, I'd say that there is no such pattern. I would say that that is a media narrative that has been adhered to, where things that happen all the time in the Department of Justice are misrepresented to the public and cast as somehow suspicious. There was a Democratic senator who said that, you know, being the attorney general is like being a sheriff standing in front of the jail. There's always the mob, and these days the media is very prominent among the mob, who either want someone hung or they want them sprung. And part of what the Department of Justice is about and the Attorney General is about is ignoring the mob and the calls and the false narratives and doing in each case what they think is right.
Because you mentioned equal justice, can you name a case or two where you have intervened so dramatically where the person involved was not connected to the president?
Off the top of my head, I'm sure there are a number of cases since I've been here that I've done that.
You can't think of one, but...
Well, frequently, we don't go discussing who's under investigation at any given time.
Okay. But you're saying there are other cases where you have personally involved yourself in...
Yes. When cases come up, who do you think they come to? And why do you think we have one attorney general? We run a department that looks across the whole country to make sure people are treated equally. You can only do that if you have one office that's responsible for that, and that's me.
That's Attorney General William Barr speaking with Steve Inskeep, and we'll hear more of their conversation on tomorrow's Morning Edition.